This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Ian.
And I've got a story to start us out with here. Is this guy who's suing his parents for giving birth to him. From The Guardian. Raphael Samuel, a 27-year-old antinatalist from Mumbai, believes it was wrong for his mother and father to create him without his consent. So, this kind
of... He's from Mumbai, but where is he suing?
Well, the article's from The Guardian, okay. And he's... it says he's from Mumbai, so...
Maybe it's in Mumbai.
He's struggling for another handout,
yeah.
Isn't he?
I read this a couple of weeks ago, so yeah. I don't have everything committed to memory. But he's 27 years old. And, nobody consents to birth. So the only way to find out whether somebody consents to birth is by giving birth to them, right? So it's kind of a strange thing.
It's ridiculous is what it is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's correct, right? He did not consent.
Yeah.
he can do something about that.
Yeah, he could kill himself.
Right. So I support his right to do that,
yeah.
But I think that would be the
end
only
of the story.
Thing. Yeah, I think that's the only thing that you can really get here is that the pain and suffering for being alive. Well, you can fix that.
Yep.
Sounds like a brat kid.
I didn't have to be born.
Sounds totally entitled.
Yeah. So this is written in a very strange way. It's got his name here, his age here, appearance, alive and regretting it. Why? Because he didn't ask to be born. Well, neither did I, as it happens. No, but you probably aren't planning to sue your parents for giving birth to you. I am not. Is he? Well, he claims to be. According to reports, Samuel from Mumbai is a committed antinatalist. What a coincidence.
Antinatalist.
I hate those classes, too. Antinatalism is a system of belief that holds that it is morally wrong for people to procreate, and a vast amount of human misery could be avoided by people simply not existing in the first place. It's a pretty simplistic way of solving the problem of human misery.
To eliminate humans. Start with yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
I think more people are happy to be alive than not happy to be alive.
They certainly don't seem to want to die, as the same as seems to be the case for Raphael Samuel. Otherwise, he would have done something about
it.
Right.
Well, it's a lot easier to complain than to do something.
If nothing else, it sounds like a philosophical school with a self-limiting membership. It is actually a growing movement with adherents across the globe.
The antinatalists?
Yeah. I suspect most of them are trolls.
It is so hard to tell who actually really believes the things that they're saying.
Right. I mean,
on the internet.
The Flat Earth Society used to be a joke. And then we found people that actually believe the globe is flat.
Yeah, they have conventions where they get together. Now, at least in real life, you could look somebody in the eyes, and maybe you could get a feel as to whether or not they're putting you on.
Right.
But on the internet, man.
Much harder. When you say across the globe, do you mean on Facebook and YouTube? Yes, but antinatalism is a long respected pedigree. Forms of it crop up in sects of Buddhism and Christianity, and more than one philosopher has argued that the optimal outcome for humanity is extinction. All of which falls short of suing your parents for having you. Yes, that would appear to be Samuel's unique contribution to the debate. What is his thinking exactly? I love my parents, he writes on Facebook, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure.
Selfish, well, that's true.
Selfish bastards.
He's right about that, though. I mean, that's absolutely why people have children, right? It's for their own personal reasons. Projects and yeah. reasons.
It's programmed
and
in your DNA.
That's the reason, is that we have it programmed in our DNA to procreate. There's some of us are, you know, unnatural aliens that that don't have this desire, but the vast majority of us really do.
I mean, I've always wanted to be a dad, but I've definitely know of women that have been, like, really hell-bent on having a kid. Even so much as, you know, like, if you're not going to knock me up, I'm going to find a man that will, you know, like, mm-hmm. kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. Samuel apparently believes it was wrong for his parents to go ahead and create him without his consent. They were hardly in a position to ask him for it. He was hardly in a position to give it. They could not. could they not seek some kind of retroactive planning permission from him? He does not seem that he doesn't seem that inclined to compromise. He continues, isn't forcing a child into this world and then forcing it to have a career, kidnapping and slavery? I knew it. I knew this was about these damn young people on the internet. Like, I hate that life's about having. Why is life so expensive? How come I can't have my latte for free?
Yeah. Well, then they don't want to work either.
Right.
He's forced to get a job is what he's
forced
says.
To get a job, yes.
And this actually comes around to what one of our callers had complained about in the past, Greg from New York, claiming that he is forced, that, you know, he's not at liberty to do whatever it is he wants to do because he has to work, right? That there's this force, basically, that you have to work, you have to do these things. Not really. You could always just become a hobo. You could wander out into the forest and, you know, catch some squirrels and lizards and try to cook them and, you know, survive that way if you wanted to. You don't have to work.
Well, in modern society, there's free money to be had if you wish to have it. You know, all you have to do is look. What TJ the Spy was on some kind of government dole. He attempted to do it in here in New Hampshire, and it was very limited. But in his home state of Illinois,
food stamps, I think
it was quite available for a very long period of time, and so. So, yeah, you don't have to. You can look at Sarah, the caller who just called in. She's got an Obama phone, and she gets her little disability for whatever mental illness she claims to have.
Yep.
And then she goes about doing work that she's interested in doing.
All you gotta do is put on a nightgown and a wig, take a hair dryer, and go rob a bank. And when the cops show up, tell them the voices in your head told you to do this, and then you won't have to work at a gas station anymore and get 30% of your pay taken by the government, and the other 30% taken by your ex-wife.
Three hops and a cot.
You got nothing left. Oh, yeah, so you go to the psych ward for a month for an evaluation.
Free meds.
And then you get out, and you're on disability, Social Security. You get housing assistance, and you get food stamps. And I have a friend who did exactly that, and he's a paranoid schizophrenic, but he'll tell you he's not a paranoid schizophrenic unless the government's listening.
In which case he is.
And then then he said, well, you know, this is my activism. This is how, and it was a child support that pushed him over the point.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, if you can't earn enough money to live at some point or another, you know, you're going to be driven to it. I suspect you could just do it, right? Just decide, I suspect I could do some research online. How do I go about getting food stamps and all the government assistance and stuff like that?
There's guides that you can, like, buy.
I'm sure you could get. I'm sure they're free on the internet if you just look. You go and check these things out, probably. A good 40 hours, you know, so I take next week and I begin researching this, a good 40 hours worth of research, and then I just stop working.
Yeah,
just refuse to work and, follow through on the guide, and pretty soon I'm in pretty good shape. I probably don't even have to spend any time in a psych ward.
Google the symptoms of paranoid schizophrenia, and they'll have you right in there.
Well, I mean, that's just one of them. Surely there are other, there's other mental illnesses that pay just as well, but, you know, that big deal. So, anyway, this guy, on one hand, it sounds absolutely bananas. On the other, my 15-year-old self would be 100% behind Samuel, as the writer says here. He also writes, the only reason your children are facing problems is because you had them. So, there you go. Antinatalism as, I guess, activism.
It's the first time I've heard of the term, and there's a story over at the New Yorker. The case for not being born.
It doesn't make any sense to me because you can turn life around relatively quickly. It doesn't take much. A garage, you know, is a relatively easy way to take care of it. And I'm sure there's a variety of other ways. I don't endorse any of them. I believe suicide's a coward's way out. However, if you really hate life, there are solutions to the problem. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Wednesday edition. Mark with you.
Jay.
And Ian.
Call in to talk about whatever's on your mind. I want to tell you about ForkFest 2019. Did you miss ForkFest 2018. We can start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June the 13th through the 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of another camping party in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like to have. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens. Like you, Jay, you're creating what, man camp there, right?
Yeah, it's man camp is what I'm creating, and I really want to make...
Real quick, go find out more at forkfest.party.
I really want to make ForkFest pretty awesome. I want, and Ernie Hancock and I have been talking a lot about this, and we've been working on all kinds of things. And in fact, speaking of Ernie Hancock, I'm going to be on his show pretty much at, most of the days next week, because I'm going to be hanging out with him and Derek up in, we're working up there in Maine, up at Derek's place. But anyways, and that's Derek Slopey from Agorist Hosting. Anyways,
Ernie's show is called Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, it's on at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time on LRN.FM. And anyways, with Man Camp is my idea to restore confidence in mankind is what this is really about. And so I got a blacksmithing shop, and I like blacksmithing. And there's a lot of really easy blacksmithing things that can be created. Like I was telling people about, like, the Mother's Day gift thing I'm working on. Make a towel holder for the bathroom for mom. And 7-8-year-old kid can do this with a little help from dad and a little help from me. Or whoever else wants to help them do it. And then they can make they can weld together a coat rack or make a wind chime or all kinds of stuff. But at Man Camp at ForkFest, we're going to have I got a girl who's been doing some blacksmithing. She's a good friend of mine. And she's going to teach a knife-making class where you're going to walk away with your own knife, for example.
Sweet. I want to do that.
And it's going to be limited to maybe 6 or 7 people. You know, it's going to cost some money. $150, $100, we're not sure yet, but she's going to bring all the proper tool steel, and she's going to have everything there. And, you know, you're going to probably spend about 2 to 4 hours making your knife, and, you know, it's not going to be the best, almost awesome knife in the world, because most people, it's going to be the first time they're really doing this stuff. And then we're going to have some kids' activities. We're going to have, like, an introduction to tool identification, for example. You know, very few people know what a difference between a quarter-inch ratchet and a 3/8 ratchet. And we're going to have a get-together, talk about sharpening chainsaws and playing what kind of chainsaws we like. I've been kind of working on a whole man camp schedule for ForkFest. And we're going to talk about just man stuff. Like, everybody in New Hampshire, for example, should own a chainsaw and know how to use it and know how to sharpen it. And by letting these kids...
You save a lot of money by being able to sharpen your own saw.
Absolutely. And by having these young kids come in, we're going to do a kids thing where the kids can just make some simple things. Basically, it's going to be like a couple hours every day. I want to do like a kids camp where the kids can come and just do some forge work, pound a little iron.
It's empowering. Once they can do one thing, they can do lots of things.
Well, the idea that they're going to be able to, like, for this towel hanger that they can make, that they can put in the bathroom, they can look at the thing every day as they grow up and literally be like, you know, I made that, and they can be proud of themselves. And then they can start, the sooner that they start to understand. And when I say 5- and 6-year-old kids doing this, I am dead serious about 5- and 6-year-old kids doing this, because that's when 5- and 6-year-old kids are a pain in the butt because they're super curious. They want to get into things, and what has been happening for the past couple of decades, when I was a kid, they were, you know, pop a couple Ritalin and put them in front of the television.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, devices, and parents are overwhelmed, or they're overworked, or they're lazy, or one thing or the other. And not everybody grew up on a farm like I did, and I want to give this opportunity to this local community here. And this is something I hope just to make popular and spread where other people can do this everywhere, because we need to build confidence in a future generation, and confidence is so huge, because there's two kinds of people, as far as I'm concerned, that mostly want government. Those who are lack confidence and feel they need to be taken care of, and those who are psychopaths that want to rule people are the ones who really want government, in my opinion. And I want to, if we have more confident people in the future, there's going to be less desire for a government to tell them what to do.
Forkfest.party.
I'm going.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's really exciting. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. First of all, Mark, if you remember, you mentioned, you guys said Switzerland was rated second freest in the world presently off of whatever you were looking at. And let me remind you that and this fits in what I called about as well, but let me remind you that when I lived in Switzerland for a year and I had related to you that when cops get out of line in Switzerland, which they never do, because when they do, one dark night, half a dozen guys will beat the tar out of them, and they learn that to not oppress people.
Oh, never heard that.
Pardon? Where?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah, I had said or mentioned it on air on your program one night. And, let me give you another analogy. There was this comes under the heading of the sheriffs in New Mexico are expressing publicly that they're not going to follow the laws that are, if the Democrat, the whole state is Democrat right now. The Congress, the House, the Senate, the governor, all of the statewide offices and all of our national representation, it's all Democrat.
Always bad. Whenever you have, yeah. In any legislative body, you've got the same party throughout the sides. They get a lot of stuff done, and none of it's good.
Yeah, so virtually all of the sheriffs in the state, which are and all of the rural ones, it's only a couple urban ones that are holding out, have said that they're not going to spend resources to enforce those laws because they consider them to be in violation of higher law. Yeah, and those sheriffs, they're 24 of the 33 counties, 24 county commissions of the 30 sheriffs that have said they're not going to follow this. The county commissions in those 24 counties have backed up their sheriffs and have actually voted to make their counties a Second Amendment sanctuary county where those state laws are not to be enforced using county resources. And about 10 municipalities, city councils have also voted on saying the same thing, that in their cities, their city cops are not to enforce state laws on the red flag laws on guns. And
that's a really interesting point, David, is that many of these municipalities have to pay to enforce a law that was passed by a different legislative body than their own. Why should they have to do that? That's fascinating.
Right. So they're not going to. And let me throw in, and I bring that up as a, you know, one, it's notable, and two, it's a model for resisting the government that we have, because, you know, frankly, I mean, on its face, the government that we have at the national level and other levels, but at the national level, is completely illegitimate because it in no way, shape, form comes anywhere near adhering to the founding documents of the country, which are a contract.
You're absolutely right. With the Second Amendment, thank you for the call, David. With the Second Amendment, it's pretty clear that it says there shall be no law that it shall not be infringed, and they're infringing it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing on sexual assault in the military, Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who served as an Air Force pilot, testified that she'd been raped by a superior officer.
I was horrified at how my attempt to share generally my experiences were handled. I almost separated from the Air Force at 18 years. over my despair.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Wednesday edition. Mark with you.
Jay.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. But what's on my mind is the Free Talk Live AMP program. The AMP program helps support Free Talk Live and make it so that we can reach more people around the world with the ideas of liberty. Before we can have a world that's more free, people must understand and be able to define the terms. Free Talk Live helps that happen. And if you want to help us help others, then join the AMP program like T. Hammond did. He's an amplifier, a gold amplifier. Ian, what level is that?
It's $10 a month.
$10 a month. Now, we only ask people to be silver level, which is $5 a month, but I certainly want to thank T. Hammond for his contribution to us on a monthly basis. It's amp.freetalklive.com. I'm certain that T. Hammond, and I'm certain that Jay, you would also support people going there and signing up.
Absolutely.
Amp.freetalklive.com. Ian, we are talking about this antinatalist movement.
Yeah, and I do have an article about it, Mark, but you really ought to put, I think, Makona 512 online, because he's been waiting there on our Discord server.
Ah, the Discord, yes.
On the on-air call-in line room.
It's a good thing you're around, Ian.
And so, yeah, we should talk to him.
Let's talk to Makona. Sorry, Makona. My apologies.
Sorry about changing the topic a little bit. I just wanted to get back to a topic that was on in the previous hour where they were referring to the loot box issue.
Ah, yes, but the loot boxes in, what was the Fortnite is the name of the game, and there was a lawsuit that said basically, my kid's too bad at statistics to be able to figure out how a loot box works. Go ahead.
Yes. I basically wanted to cover it in more of a general sense, but delve into, like, the core of the reason, like, why so many people actually hate loot boxes.
Mm.
And the primary issue is that they truly are predatory in nature in the way that they try to fund those games. Basically, the idea is to get whales of people who can dump a lot of money into the game.
Yeah.
But the way that they do it is they're looking for people who have, like, an addictive personality who are likely to be addicted to gambling. Because the psychological tricks that they use for loot boxes are identical to the ones that they use for slot machines. And,
right.
And there are no regulations on that either. So well, basically they can start real money. As much as they want.
You don't win real money, but you spend real money on the loot boxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So because of that, what happens is they'll get children into it. And for many, like, especially with, like, console games and other games where it's, like, they may have purchased the game digitally, so their payment information is already on the account.
Right.
So now you might have a child that's using that account. They're putting their payment information is already there, so it's easy to buy the loot boxes now. And they can, and if the kid doesn't know much, they could easily spend hundreds of dollars or max out a credit card by the time the parents actually find out.
Well, now, hold on. There and are restrictions as far as what parents can put on. You know, you can, when you buy a game on these online systems, you can just put the card in one time, and you can have it not store the card information. So if a parent is allowing their child to have full access to the full ride of the credit card, then that is totally their fault.
And
totally.
Let me ask you this though, Makona. It's not that I don't disagree. I agree with you that these hit all the same triggers as addictions for gambling and these sorts of things.
Sure.
100%. This is a form of gambling. It's a dumb form, but it's a form nonetheless. However, I mean, don't you think that we all have to go through something in our lives where we're like, well, that was a terrible idea. And I'm not saying that it should be $1,000 or anything, but it does have to be a painful amount. That painful amount could be $30. It can be, you know, $150. It just really depends on the individual. But you kind of have to have a painful billing experience to know it's a bad idea to, I don't know, run up too many cell phone minutes or call your girlfriend while she's in Canada.
I remember it happened to me when I was a kid. I was logging onto CompuServe back before there was the internet. I ran up a $200 for 1 month bill on CompuServe for my parents, and they were not happy about it.
Yep. So go ahead, McConnell, please answer that question. Don't you think it has to happen?
Yeah, definitely. It's how people learn. They learn from their mistakes. I think the issue is just that, like, for some people, it can come too late where they may have racked up, like, an inordinate amount of funds basically being drained from their account. At that point, it's like, yeah, they probably learned a lesson, but now they're in debt.
Yeah, I think that
they can't return a loot box, right?
You can't return a loot box. There's no doubt about it. And that's sort of the point, but so my son wants to spend some money on some online game stuff, and when he does, he has to come to us, mm-hmm. He has to give us money, his actual dollars he's earned, then we then use the card and make it so that he can, you know, make the purchase, but we don't leave the information on there,
right?
Because that would be dumb, and then he buys the thing. Every single time he does it, he gets a speech about, hey, you remember that stuff that you got in Monkey City, or you remember that thing you got in this game or that game that you don't play anymore?
Mm.
Remember all that stuff? It's now that money's just gone.
Can you sell these items that you get
after the fact?
Can you trade them in these games?
It depends on the game. I don't know. I can't speak to Fortnite,
yeah.
But I can tell you the game that I play is they're walled off. They have firewalls or whatever, and you can only buy it for yourself. You can't trade anything to you. So if I decide to quit tomorrow playing my Marvel Puzzle Quest, none of my stuff is useful to anyone.
What you could do, so in some games you can, you know, like massively multiplayer online role-playing game, you might be able to have the bastard sword and, you know, give it to another character who pays you for it. But in your case, Mark, if you wanted to, you could probably sell your account. So you could say, all right, I've got this
Google account.
Never mind then.
It's tied to Google. Yeah. No, couldn't do that.
If it was separate, though, if like for instance, right. Fortnite well, is separate.
These games, like Makona says here, they're designed to be as predatory as possible. They don't want you, in many cases, to be able to sell, buy and sell this stuff. Mm. You know, there's games out there like that, and they those are deep and rich games. In many cases, these other online games, they don't want to do that.
You know, Makona, you said that there's a lot of people that hate loot boxes, and I believe you.
Yeah.
But obviously,
there's a deeper.
It's obvious to me that there's plenty of people that love them, right? Because these Epic Games folks are making money hand over fist on these things, and it's not just Epic Games.
Yeah, but there's like a deeper issue that really leads people to really hate it, and it's because it changes the balancing of games that use them. Mm-hmm. For example, like if you look at like most of the games that have come out in the past few years, like I'll just give one example, like Middle Earth: Shadow of War. They started off with that game having loot boxes where it was effectively pay to win, even though it was a single player game. Hmm. They made the grind and everything else and the difficulty to such a level that you basically had to put money into the game, or wow, you would basically be playing the game as a full time job
for
to make any
of your life.
Progress.
Yeah.
Yes. And
now, hold on,
once they
got
rid of
the loot box, was that a full price game where you have to pay $60 at,
yes,
you know? Wow.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's even more insulting.
Yeah. When the game players hate that. When they pay for the game,
and then you have to pay
for the upgrades inside the game.
So it's not a $60 game. It's a $250 game.
That's what made everybody turn on EA when their
Battlefront.
Yeah,
right?
When their Star Wars game came out, Battlefront, because not only did you pay $60 for the game, but then you had these, you know, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars you could have spent in game to be able to do stuff. If you wanted Luke Skywalker, you had to kick out, I don't know what it was, but some large amount of money.
Or you could grind for an inordinate amount of hours.
Right, which basically
grinding is a term meaning you're just trying to level up, you're trying to get kills.
Grinding is a great term because it really just describes what's going on. Just playing and playing and playing.
Right. Playing for the sake of increased arbitrary numbers.
Yeah. They used to call it farming too.
Yeah.
So
another thing that you'll probably notice.
What's that?
Sorry. I was going to say, another thing that you probably notice in every single game that has had their loot boxes removed for one reason or another, either through legal reasons, like in Belgium they've banned loot boxes, or through just the game developers deciding to get rid of them. In every single case, they've had to rebalance the game because all of a sudden, a lot of players would complain about how difficult it was to make any progress.
Right.
Since all of them had to be rebalanced, that shows that the loot boxes made the game, they intentionally made the game worse in order so that they can sell the idea of not having to play the game, basically.
That's true.
Thanks for your expertise.
Yeah, appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, final segment here of the Wednesday night edition. Mark with you.
Jay.
Ian.
And you can, we might be able to sneak Ian if you make a phone call here at 855-450-3733. But Ian, you've got the a story about these antinatalists, and these are people that did not consent to being born, which I guess none of us did, but they're angry about it.
They're butthurt about
right.
it.
Yeah.
To the point of filing a lawsuit, apparently, in one of their cases.
Okay.
Against their own parents.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one guy, this Samuel, something Samuel, Mr. Samuel.
I'm hoping that case gets thrown out on its butt, because ridiculous on its face. But the story here is from the New Yorker.
It's not ridiculous. It's true. He didn't consent. However, you know, what do you do about it? What are the damages?
Yeah, I guess they would claim that their whole life has been damaged if they didn't want to be born, right?
So, yeah, I guess. I mean, let's take care of that for you. Yeah. Your life is only as valuable as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
so take this pill, you're going to go to sleep, and you're never going to wake up again. No pain.
Right. The only thing we have, and by the way, it got into the article, it got a little bit later, Samuel appeared to be not just angry about being born, mm-hmm. but having to work.
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
And he's like, he doesn't like the idea of having to work. So he wants a paycheck for having been born.
Well, he's really interested in the new universal basic income proposals.
Yeah, you were born naked with nothing, quite literally. In my case, I was born naked to a woman who didn't want me.
Yep.
Everything I've got in this world, I have either been given by somebody, or earned it, or given the opportunity to earn it from somebody. And I'm grateful for every one of those opportunities. Thank you so much to everybody who's helped me get where I am. But I am by no means angry about the opportunity to live a life.
Well, David Benatar is, and according to the New Yorker, he may be the world's most pessimistic philosopher. An antinatalist, he believes that life is so bad, so painful, that human beings should stop having children for reasons of compassion. Quote, while good people go to great lengths to spare their children from suffering, few of them seem to notice the one and only guaranteed way to prevent all the suffering of their children is not to bring those children into existence in the first place, unquote. He writes in his 2006 book called Better Never to Have Been, The Harm of Coming into Existence.
This isn't very deep. I mean, like, you could explain this philosophy in two sentences. Therefore, it's not worthy of reading a book.
In Benatar's view, reproducing is intrinsically cruel and irresponsible, not just because a horrible fate can befall anyone, but because life itself is, quote, permeated by badness, unquote. In part for this reason, he thinks that the world would be a better place if sentient life disappeared altogether. Benatar was born in South Africa in 1966. He's the head of the philosophy department at the University of Cape Town, where he also directs the university's bioethics center, which was founded by his father, Solomon Benatar, a global health expert.
All right. So he grew up during apartheid. Pretty rough time, I guess, to be in South Africa, especially if you're a black guy. I don't know if he's black or not, but...
Beyond these bare facts, little information about him is available online. There are no pictures of him on the internet. YouTube videos of his lectures...
I guess you won't find out either, Jay.
YouTube videos of his lectures consist only of PowerPoint slides. One video, titled, What Does David Benatar Look Like?, zooms in on a grainy photograph taken from the back of a lecture hall until an arrow labeled David Benatar appears, indicating the abstract, pixelated head of a man in a baseball cap. After finishing the human predicament, I wrote to Benatar, writes the New Yorker article here, I wrote to Benatar to ask if we could meet. He readily agreed, then, after reading a few of my other pieces, followed up with a note, quote, I see that you aim to portray the person you interview in addition to his or her work. He wrote, quote, one pertinent fact about me is that I'm a very private person who would be mortified to be written about in the kind of detail I've seen in the other interviews. I would thus decline to answer questions I would find too personal. I would be similarly uncomfortable with a photograph of me being used. I understand entirely if you would rather not proceed with the interview under these circumstances. If, however, you would be happy to conduct an interview that recognized this aspect of me, I would be delighted. End quote. Undoubtedly, Benatar is a private
person.
He sounds
like a bowl of laughs, this guy.
Oh, yeah. By nature. But his anonymity also serves a purpose. It prevents readers from psychologizing him and attributing his views to depression, trauma, or some other aspect of his personality. He wants his arguments to be confronted in themselves. Quote, sometimes people ask, do you have children? He told me later. He speaks calmly and evenly in a South African accent. And I say, he says, I don't see why that's relevant. If I do, I'm a hypocrite, but my arguments could still be right. Unquote.
I have to agree with him that his arguments are correct. He was born without consent. However,
That may not be his argument. That's the guy who was filing the lawsuit.
I see.
Talking about.
Well, it's all sort of about this. And life being bad, that's just, that's subjective.
It's too bad he didn't get a little taste of man camp when he was a young man, so he could, like, you know, maybe... You know, have a little desire to do something productive and just make things.
You know, you don't want life to be good. No. Like, you don't want life to be good. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Would you go to a movie where there was no conflict? I mean, part of storytelling is the conflict. That's why you have man versus man versus nature, man versus himself, man versus, you know, animal. There's a whole variety of... conflicts out there that exist within story.
Well, I do want life to be good, but there's nothing wrong with a challenging life being good.
Well, you have. Usually that's you look at a challenge
you overcome,
as good.
You overcome the challenge. You defeat whatever that challenge is, and then
I look
you,
forward to challenge myself.
Yeah. If I were to write a story about how great, you know, everything, you know, have a character and then have great things happen to the character, and then that's the end of the story. There's no one's going to read it. It's boring. I'm of the opinion that that we are spiritual beings, have an earthly experience, but nonetheless, you don't have to believe that to realize that without conflict, there is nothing.
He smiled uncomfortably. This was exactly the kind of personal... Oh, sorry, I missed the other point here. When he told me that he's had an antinatalist view since he was very young. I asked how young. A child, he said after a pause and smiled uncomfortably. This was exactly the kind of personal question he preferred not to answer. Benatar and I met in the World Trade Center where the New Yorker had its offices. He's small and trim with an elfin face and he was neatly dressed in trousers and a lavender sweater. I recognized him by his baseball cap. On the building's 64th floor, we settled into a pair of plush chairs arranged near windows with panoramic views of Manhattan. the Hudson on the left, the East River on the right, the skyscrapers of Midtown in the distance. Social scientists often ask people about their levels of happiness. A typical survey asks respondents to rate their lives on a scale of 1, the worst possible life for you, to 10, the best possible life for you. According to the 2017 World Happiness Report, Americans surveyed between 2014 and 2016 rated their lives on average 6.99.
That's pretty good. That's better than two-thirds.
That's less happy than the lives of Canadians, who rated 7.32, and happier than those of the citizens of Sudan at 4.14.
Well, that's impressive that they say 4.14. These people living in Sudan are coming up with the answer almost even, you know, like 4.14 is almost 5, 1 being terrible and 10 being great. Yeah. They're somewhere around good. These people have this is a test of how people answer this question, not a test as to how happy they are.
Another survey reads, quote, taking all things together, would you say you're A, very happy, B, rather happy, 3, C, not very happy, or D, not at all happy? In recent years, in countries such as India, Russia, and Zimbabwe, responses to this question have been trending upward. In 1998, 93% of Americans claimed to be very or rather happy. By 2014, after the Great Recession, the number had fallen, but only slightly, to 91% of Americans.
So Americans are rather happy.
Yep.
But they aren't living the best life they could, according to these two things, when you put them together. Is that what we're saying?
The point here is to say that people are relatively happy with their lives. However, Benatar believes they're mistaken. Quote, the quality of human life is, contrary to what many people think, actually quite appalling, he writes in his book, The Human Predicament. He provides an escalating list of woes designed to prove that even the lives of happy people are worse than they think.
Okay.
We're almost always hungry or thirsty, he writes. When we're not, we must go to the bathroom. We often experience thermal discomfort. We're too hot or too cold, or tired or unable to nap. And we suffer
from... this guy's what we call, I'm from down south, this is what we call an idiot. We call them idiots.
That sounds like a little bitch to me. We suffer from itches, allergies, and colds, menstrual pains, or hot flashes. Life is a procession of frustrations and irritations. Waiting in traffic, standing in line, filling out forms. Forced to work, we find our jobs exhausting. Even those who enjoy their work may have professional aspirations that remain unfulfilled. Many lonely people remain single, while those who marry fight and divorce. Quote, people want to be, look, and feel younger, and yet they age relentlessly.
Wow. Sounds like
just a sample from this guy's book.
Sounds like some overprivileged yuppies.
It's just complaining.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's incredible. I got no use for this crap. What's his name?
Professional bitch. David Benatar.
David Benatar. Well, there you go. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Appreciate your time.
See you tomorrow.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.